Okay, well, I think we should go ahead and get started with who's here, and hopefully others are coming in, and they'll hear how interesting the conversation is in here and want to come join us. Good. So I think we should get moving fairly quickly. I know people have places to go today. But the impetus for our conversation really has to do with the fact that we're seeing lots and lots of kids around our congregation these days. And I don't have numbers going back many years, but I know it's gone in ups and downs over time. I think this in recent years, this is more than we've seen in some time. It's really been wonderful to have so many kids around and to see so many in our community. And we want to take this sort of as an opportunity to pause and think, how are we doing children's ministry in our congregation? And are there changes that we can make to do it in a more whole and healthy way? So just briefly to say that I think children's ministry always, and this is not specific to our congregation, but I think broadly, would be based in promises that are made to a child and over a child in baptism. Right here we have the promises that we ask parents to make when they are having a child baptized in our community. So you can read this here. As you bring your child to receive the gift of baptism, you're entrusted with responsibilities to live with her among God's faithful people, bring her to the Word of God and the Holy Supper, teach her the Lord's Prayer, the Creed, and the Ten Commandments, place in her hands the Holy Scriptures, and nurture her in faith and prayer. That's the promise that's made by parents, not by the congregation. And I think it is important to remember that we still think of raising a child in the Christian faith as primarily a responsibility of families. But congregations also pledge to support families in that work. So I think there are a couple different sides to this. Tim mentioned that he did the math recently, and if a child came to Sunday school in our congregation every single time we offered it over the course of a year, it would be the equivalent of like 2 to 3 days of school. So that shows you how little time it actually is in the grand scheme of things. You think of things that your kids study for a month at school or even a whole week at school. And, you know, when we talk about the actual contact time we have in church school, it's less than, it's like 2 to 3 days. So it's a very short amount of time in the grand scheme of things. So to me, that says, in many ways, that it's still really important what happens at home. I just want to frame it that way a little bit to say that what we are talking about here is how we as a church can support families in that. It's still ultimately what happens at home that's going to be the most significant thing in introducing kids to the Christian faith or not. I don't think our congregation expects this, but if one does expect that basically you don't need to talk about this or do anything with it at home and expect that Sunday school is going to kind of take care of that, it's really not very much time, and I think it's not a realistic expectation.